today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm at the drive-thru, of course. There's a woman that's coming towards me, and I've got a left turn, and she's got a right turn into the parking lot of the Culver's.
Okay.
Where I was getting my fat food.
Hmm.
And by the way, and the doctor says it's working. Thanks if you were curious about it. Some places that sell them haven't been able to get as many fireworks because of the pandemic. One store in Minnesota said their stock is down about 30% and they're still waiting on shipments from China.
Of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. But also, all the major fireworks shows got canceled last summer, and people bought more of them for backyard celebrations.
I got to get out to the fireworks store and buy me one of them COVID pinwheels.
Oh, pinwheels.
They said you have to set up an account in China. So we took our little delegation to Bank of China, and we threw down what we thought was something that could be used in the future. So you could do transfers and such.
Is it still there?
Still there.
Can you make deposits in there online?
That's where it gets hinky.
Don't they have an ATM on 9th Street?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners all over the place. Great places like Speedway, Indiana, Windsor, North Carolina, Gallup, New Mexico, Gdansk, Poland. They put a D after the G.
My people.
Nashville, Tennessee, the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, and all over the world. We're very, very happy, so proud to be with all of you. We truly are. And how you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Rob, just pretend, even when I ask of something new, just pretend to be more enthusiastic. You don't have to be more enthusiastic. Just fake it.
Okay.
Fake it with me and say, you're absolutely right. Well, I'll get right on that.
Right.
Just do your best. Pretend it's theater arts. It'll just make me happier.
Okay.
It'll
overt
make me happier.
Affirmation.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're very happy to have you here. I don't know what to start with. We've got a lot to talk about today. I think I will start with this because it's top of mind for a couple of us on the show today. And this is the question I pose to you, our listening audience. All right, because I've been watching the news. I'm not going to talk about what you think I'm going to talk about because I could just sit there and depress you
for
hours. And Lord knows I don't want to offend the sensibilities.
We're an escape today, an escape.
Some
yes, exactly.
Escape hatch.
That might just want to duh me. But let me just say, another shooting is on my mind today as we come in here. And the shows get a little harder to do when that kind of stuff happens. Too early in the news for... Go ahead, Bark. Go ahead, Frank. But anywho, it gets it gets so old. But the details haven't come through. But 8 people murdered today in California. And very sad about the circumstances. The guy worked there. You know the drill. You know the story. It's been printed thousands of times. And... very sad. Very sad that, wow, man. You ever wonder, just to touch on a second, I'm not going to do the whole gun rant and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about what it takes, before we get on to the COVID thing I wanted to talk about, do you ever wonder what it would take? Because I think it's very little when you really consider it. What it would take for somebody to really go off. Somebody to really, really get pushed over the deep end. I think of my entire career, and I think of all my business dealings, and I think of my friends' dealings, and not even my personal life, which is a different story. But I think at 61, I have earned the right to maybe talk to some young people that might be listening to me, and maybe parents can pass this on, because you heard the old cliche about it can always get worse. I believe that, you know, and what's a horrible day for you is a great day for somebody else. When you hear about a disgruntled employee or somebody that's had a problem. It's usually, I think, if you do a deep dive psychologically, it's something worse than that. It's not just a work slight. It's something where mental illness might be involved to start with, or it's a series of events. And I think that's what can happen to people all the time.
They compound, right?
You know, I think we should be our brother's keeper more and more. I try to teach my son that. I try to do it myself more as I get older, although I'm not very good at it. You can even tell that on this show when you listen to it. But it seems to me that, you know, what I would say to young people out there, no matter what it happens, because it can happen, bam, bam, bam. And you know, one thing right after the other, I got real lucky when I got, when I went through a moment in my career that was really devastating. And I was really, really, really hurt because so many things came into play. What came into play was the fact that excuse me, just a second.
No problem.
Yeah. Just, I'll be right back.
Yes, that's
right.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
These are one of those events he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying.
They compound.
Just trying to make a living.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, tell a story.
Yeah. Communicate a
there,
plot.
I just yelled, Frankie, you know, just screaming dog all the time. Getting worse. Getting back to what I was going to say.
Right.
Devastating for me personally at the moment. I'm thinking, what if that happened and it coincided with other moments in my life, whether it be business or my personal life? I think everybody can look back, the older you are, you can look back, and if you've lived a life where you haven't been bumped or screwed at one point, you probably are remarkably fortunate. Everybody gets dicked around. Everybody gets screwed.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think the key sometimes is when you get screwed and everybody, and it happens in a series of threes. You know, we always talk about the death trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
How about a series of tragedies or a series of incidents that happen in threes? It sometimes can happen and then trigger it, or it might happen to you and then you just linger and you can't get over it and you stew on it. But I guess the point I want to make is you always can get back up and move on. You can always do that. And you can always reinvent and you can always move on. Moving on is essential to everything. I have moved on a lot in my life, as you know, my personal life, absolutely. It's been painful. But at the same time, moving on sometimes results in the next phase being even better. And sometimes it doesn't. But there is nothing in the world that's worth taking the life of another human being. And it's, you know, and with that said, I think we have to be, you know, we are so far away from kinder and gentler. I don't think, I was driving along thinking about this today when I was listening to this news story about another mass shooting. And I was saying, we are less kind and gentle than we have ever been in my adult life to each other. We are so without a soul as far as the way we treat people. There are a lot of charities and there are a lot of people doing good and there are a lot of people helping people out there. But man, when it comes to day to day, the way we treat each other, it really, you know, there are examples after example after example. And so, you know, I think you try to do a good turn maybe.
Today you have this news. Yesterday, a couple of days ago, you had this road rage incident on the California highway. And then yesterday you had in the district.
That was a young girl was shot?
Yes.
Is that what you're, yeah.
And then yesterday in the District of Columbia, where you're not really supposed to be you have to have a special license to carry a firearm. They had a road rage shooting in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not, you know, it's you don't know what's going on.
No, you want to be in a place where you think it's getting better. And there have been times over the last 15 years that there were some optimistic feelings around. But then something like this, it kicks it out from under you. It's sad.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think it's the way people treat each other. We're getting bigger.
If you're driving an Aston Martin, your life should be better than for you to take out a gun and shoot at another vehicle.
Yeah.
That's just a rule of thumb I live by.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Yeah, well, and keep pursuing that Aston Martin. That's a great car.
Should be happier.
That's the dream.
That gentleman who shot, the monster who shot, had the road rage in D.C., road rage in D.C., I sat there, I'm like, you're driving Aston Martin. Can your life be that bad?
Yeah, look down at the logo.
Sell that car if you need cash.
Breathe deep.
Was he a criminal?
They don't know yet. He's just like a regular dude that got cut off and pulled out his gun and shot up a car.
Well, it just seems to me, when you think Aston Martin and a firearm, you know, you think...
I think James
bad
Bond.
Bad guy from the movies. You know, that's what I think.
Mike, his name is Blofeld.
Blofeld.
I think first name Gold, last name Finger.
Oh, Goldfinger is what it was.
Goldfinger. Very sad day. It's just hard to wrap my head around what it would take. I would probably be in a state of if someone I loved near and dear to me was hurt or killed, that I would probably think about doing that to somebody else. If I knew who did it, I would be that selfish moment, but I would let it go.
Would it be someone in specific? It wouldn't be like a random act of violence.
No, I don't think it would be a random act of violence. Look, people get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
People don't think, people.
You tear your own life apart. You got into the relationship and then you're like, we got to get divorced. Some people getting laid off, like, for example, getting laid off is traumatic. I got laid off when I was 25 and it gave me the best lesson of my life because it just, you realize, oh my God, I cannot let anything define me, especially the person I am defines me. The person, the people I care about, the people around me, how I treat people defines me, or else it destroys you.
Mm-hmm. It destroys you. And look, I gave up a lot in my younger years for, you know, who would think a silly little radio show would wear on me and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I love doing this. I love having a microphone. I to do it this many years and come in and look forward to it every single day, to come in and want, and I didn't feel that way, or I didn't know how much it meant to me in the middle of my career. I really didn't. I thought, oh God, get me away from this. I enjoy doing it. I probably would miss it under any circumstances.
You were also very successful at it.
It was successful. I got lucky. By the way, anybody who's successful in media and doesn't say the word luck is full of crap. When you hear somebody say, here's what I did, here's what I did. Much less luck involved with a professional athlete, okay? Professional athletes have, you want to talk about scrutiny? They're out there getting it done. A lawyer, a doctor, a brain surgeon, a rocket scientist, an astronaut. But as far as people that make a movie, write a book, do that, there's a tremendous amount of luck involved. Yeah. And if you don't get attributed to luck, I think you lose perspective. Getting back to what I was just saying, though, I just think maybe when we hear this kind of news, we can internalize it and say, I'm going to just do something for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little gesture. It doesn't mean anything to most people in the world, but it's tiny, but it made me feel good. And the reaction I got made me feel good. And I always do it. I go to the Wishy-Washy car wash. It's the automatic car wash.
Okay.
And Carla, about 3 weeks ago, got one of those passes where it shows a sensor and it opens the gate. It's really cool. And we get your car washed a million times, and you do that for a monthly fee. Well, there's
we
a
don't
person
have
out
that
there.
Up here.
Oh, I would love that.
That is fantastic.
What's it called? I'll give him a plug, but I want to get
Senior
it right.
Senor Wash.
I don't want to screw it up. It's not Senor Wash. The attendant there, the men and women that do it, sit there with little jet and wash your car off before you go in.
Right.
And I try to give them, every time I go through, I try to give them a $5 tip. And today, I had 20, I'm a player, I had $20.
Look
nice
at you.
Nice cash.
I had one $20 bill in my in my wallet. And I
crispy and new, as always.
I'm not going to give the person a $20 bill. I can't do that. I said, but I'll give him a 20 for, I said, do you have 15 for a 20? And she came back out with four $5 bills. I said, no, one of these is for you. And the look on this person's face, and I was listening to all this garbage on the news, and it just gave me a little moment. And I've said this before because I think it's fun to do. It's just a little pay it forward thing. I said it on my mom's birthday, and I'll say it now. And so internal life, if you're feeling like crap, everybody that's listening to my voice right now can do this. And by the way, I'm not Joel Osteen when I'm saying this, okay? I'm just saying that everybody can do it. If you're watching the news tonight and you're feeling as empty as I felt when I first heard this, it is a I refuse to get emotional about it now, but it literally, as I think you've listened to me on the show before, it rips my heart out when I hear this because of what could be and what we don't do. And you go out and you do something like that. Doesn't have to be money. It can be anything. I'll give you a classic, another example. About 2 weeks ago, I've been trying to do this more in my life. I'm at the drive-thru, of course, going there. There's a woman that's coming towards me, and I've got a left turn, and she's got a right turn into the parking lot of the Culver's, okay, where I was getting my fat food.
Mm.
And by the way, and the doctor says it's working. Thanks if you were curious about it.
Dr. Culver?
You're curious about asking.
Looking good. And,
okay, I'm trying. Let me see if I can get this right, if I can paint this picture. I'm driving here. All right, wait a minute. Imagine a T intersection.
Okay.
Okay? She's coming on the left. I'm coming from the right. And the T is on our left. It's mm-hmm. her right of way
okay.
to go in there. I just slow down. I think I might have had my blinker on, but I just slow down. She is obviously going to the same place. And I give in my own soul, the inner fat guy in me just does a little,
mm-hmm. right.
Another person in front of me in the drive-thru. She waves me on. Absolutely her right of way, waves me on. Kind gesture.
That's very
kind
nice.
Kind gesture. So I go up and I give my credit card to the lady to pay for my food. And she has already ordered. That's the cool thing about the drive-thru. But you didn't know that. Of course you knew that. You can know what the person in back of you has already ordered.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, I'll pay for that person in back
That's
of me
sweet.
As well.
That's sweet.
Which
cool.
I did. And I got lucky. I think she got a soft drink and maybe a bag of fries.
Did you eyeball it her was like that? That waif
like
isn't going to
order too much. It was like a $7 deal. It was a tiny order. It was a tiny order, yeah. You know.
I'd eyeball that if I was paying for it. Like, dinner for one? Fine.
Sure.
So it was very cool, and it made me feel fantastic. So that's the advice I would have. If you're depressed like I am today coming in to do this show because there's been another incident of horrific gun violence, and I have to process what I'm going to do tonight to turn off the news and put on something else, although what I put on is going to be violent too. It's a weird world.
Well, fantasy violence is different, I think.
Movie violence is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But if you watch that and you're feeling or you're listening to it, if Sean Anderson up in D.C. is telling you on the radio about the horrible shooting, if you maneuver yourself into a situation, there is not one of us right now, anybody listening to my voice, who could not go out and actually listen to put themselves in a situation where they could do it. And they could do a teeny tiny minuscule kindness.
I'll practice.
Else. And I think it'll be kind of cool.
Yes.
You don't look as sloppy as you usually do today.
Thank you. Oscar, you look good in red. Thank
I'm
you.
Not talking
Thank
about you. Compliments, boys. I'm talking
Tony,
about really.
Today, I don't hate you.
Thank you.
And by the way, I think it really works best if it's with a stranger.
Strangers.
Thank okay. you for giving me those examples. That's a really.
I feel better. I feel better.
Yeah, and Pony's That's pretty wonderful. Strange.
Yeah, I agree. That works.
I mean, does anyone really know him?
No.
But I did come in and yell. I did come in and yell at Rob, though. I did come
I
in
like
and yell
that.
At
How'd
Rob.
How'd that feel?
Lousy.
Oh no! You gotta learn to anyway. Accept it.
What?
It gives me like when I yell at Rob. And,
it doesn't
know.
Make you feel good. Don't lie. It doesn't make you feel good when you yell at Rob.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something about the problem.
Yeah, he does like to yell.
So I don't yell at him. It's a stern talking to. We talk about what is it? It's a pep talk.
I do get an occasional pep
yes.
talk from him. Yeah.
But today he's been great. Don't get
how
happy.
Do you feel? And now I feel like I'm the therapist. And how does that make you feel, Rob?
It makes me feel good that Oscar thinks I'm capable.
I said the days that I stopped.
I thought he yelled at you.
I don't yell.
No.
I don't yell. I'm very good.
Wait a minute. I just got totally confused by your answer. You
no,
said,
he didn't yell at
he
me
comes
today.
He said he yells at No, he didn't yell at you today, but how
and
does
And so
it,
when he yeah. says that he said, you know, that we're doing good, he says that I can do better. That makes me know he knows I'm capable of doing it. We've had a busy morning here today.
Oh, my
we got
God.
A lot
a
of
lot
stuff
going
done.
On.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Let me tell you, Mike, I think you told me best that until you get 20 days in a row of wins, it's really not like the loss on your average, I think, in golfing doesn't ever drop off, right?
Yeah.
Oh. 20
yeah.
in a row.
20
oh,
in a row.
Okay. Since you brought it up.
Yes.
And since we're having a free form opening segment.
I love it.
I don't know much about this, but I'm gonna go to it right now.
Okay.
So for people that keep their golf scores, all right, and
not
decide
that
they do that. Okay?
I'm out.
This is how bad I've been playing. All right. There is an asterisk over my handicap. All right. It says a soft cap has been applied to this handicap index, which suppresses upward movement by 50% after a 3-stroke increase over the low handicap index has been reached. They have put a trading curb on my handicap because it's going up so fast.
They put a governor on your speedometer.
They put a governor on my speedometer.
And it's temporary.
That's how crappy I am. So temporary. I'm still playing like crap.
You're so terrible at golf that the software says.
I'm so bad right now compared to what I was doing, all right, that they are saying to me, we think you're faking it, so we're going to put a soft cap on this to see if you're really that bad. Then after a few rounds, you know, if you still suck, you're gonna go into the next level.
That's genius.
I'm almost to the point of freaking out about it, but that's a day, another day, another dollar.
So is that like club software, or is that an app that you're?
That is. Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Because I can't understand why.
I like the soft cap. A hard cap would be terrible.
Not if you're on a construction site.
It is the Florida State Golf Association.
Oh. So they think. They think that you know that I know that you know that you're throwing the game to get better stroke average, right?
FSA.
Yeah. Yes.
It is the
FGSA.
It is the USGA GHIN system.
How many vowels? Okay.
Golfer Handicap Index Nation. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's recognized,
though.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you put your score in and in your phone.
Low index when I was really, really having a moment, okay, was a 7.1.
Okay.
Pretty darn
That's good.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I am now I have shot up to a 10.3, and the computer is telling me, we think you might be faking that. You're playing so crappy that we're going to put a soft cap on this so it doesn't go any higher. So the only thing that's, you know what they're telling me? The only thing that's keeping it at that level is the fact that they've said they don't want to jump on it anymore.
Do you believe that this schedule change of the show has affected your golf game?
That would be a yes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it is. But it's okay. I'm fine. Moving on. If you feel like crap because you see the news today, do that. I recommend it
Love
highly.
Love somebody.
It's fun to
Stranger.
Do. And you get a good. And by the way, sometimes you get a reaction like I did at the car wash. Sometimes you don't get a reaction because I didn't hang around to see if there was a reaction with the person in back of me that let me in. It's teeny, teeny, tiny little things.
Random
little
acts.
Things. And by the way, if you see somebody that's, you would be amazing. You would be amazed, rather, that little tiny things like that can turn it around. And I call this the Mary E. O'Mara rule. Give it
that's
a try.
Sweet.
It's not that she did
well,
that.
Well, the beauty
a lot,
of it is
cool.
that it makes you feel good, and that you know what, that's okay to be selfish in that way. But you know, you're making them feel good.
Yeah,
you know,
the one thing I would admit is getting someone to get you change and then giving them less money.
Do that if somebody pisses you off.
Yes.
No, man. How many times can you listen to the news where they go, "We really have to do something about it"?
Yeah,
we're not.
Yeah.
So maybe the way to do it. Is to literally start at the very bottom and the ground up and just be kinder to each other. And maybe somehow that would affect a change. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe somebody who's having the worst day of their lives or somebody that's had a really tough month will see an absolute total stranger, has nothing to do with them, do some teeny tiny, ridiculously inane act of kindness. And that will be because it has, I don't think this has anything to do with money. I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than, hey, that was just really cool.
Maybe buy just, someone
something
sweet.
It's like taking
sweet.
A warmth pill.
They can
it's
eat.
Like taking a warmth pill, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Carla, I love you even though I yelled about the dog.
Ooh, that's more like an apology.
I think she's in the other room.
No, you love her because you yelled about the dog. Mike, you love the dog. That's why you care.
Frankie loves to bark.
Why does he bark? When we heard that, was that prompted by anything?
Yeah, they arrive. They arrive.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's this dream schedule we're on that I set up for us. this dream scenario where my house, I decided let's do a taping when everything happens at the same time.
Mike, remember the old generational, the Pepsi generation? Come alive. Your house is coming alive.
Come alive is what it happened. And then I didn't even get to talk about what I wanted to talk about, which was this. And this is not super positive either, but I thought it's on our minds. Rob and I were talking about it. So here's the deal. If COVID came from a lab, what are we going to do?
It's the
Chinese. They do whatever they want.
It's the most horrifying thing that I could imagine, and here's why. Because if it is from a lab,
that means they're trying to make it.
Right. And even though they may not have intended this to happen, the ability exists to make a virus this worldwide, this powerful, this fast spreading, this unstoppable for over 15 months. The technology exists. That means that if this falls in the hands of the wrong people, we're dead. Mm. We're absolutely dead. We don't stand a chance.
Well, it's interesting. We've had the capability to destroy the world for many, many, many years with nuclear weapons.
So yes, but that's,
now you have biological weapons. If they were trying to weaponize it, I don't know what they were trying to do.
My father was beating the drum about the lab, and I never talked about it.
Here's
on the
sound
show
of him beating the drum, like
just like that, with a pan flute.
The drum.
was the research a weapon, or was it they were just figuring out what type of coronaviruses were out there?
And
we'll never know
if there is any way to prove it, since it is from that closed society, mm-hmm. and B, if we do prove it. I don't think they'd ever own up to it, right? They don't want to know. The United States wouldn't own up to
it. I hate the fact that this could prove a bat innocent that we fought was guilty.
Yeah, it didn't come from a wet market.
Yeah. I thought you hated bats.
I do. That's why I want to blame the bats for this disease. I don't want it to come out of a lab. I want it to be by the creature of the night.
You know, when you just broke up a little bit coming to me, and I always think when we're talking about China, that suddenly they go...
I have
put a soft cap on our internet.
I have a C note in a Bank of China account. I always wonder if that's going to come haunt me one day.
A what?
$100.
Look at you.
Why do you have $100 in a Chinese?
Because I once took a plane to Beijing and then played ping pong.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure trip.
In order to trade. Where we thought we were going to import-export. I was going to become an import-export.
Like Vandalay?
Yeah, sure. They said, you have to set up an account in China. So we took our little delegation to Bank of China, and we threw down what we thought was something that could be used in the future so you could do transfers and such.
Is it still there?
Still there. Probably not collecting interest.
Can you make deposits in there online?
That's where it gets hinky. I have never logged into Bank of China online because I figured if I ever actually needed it, I would do that.
But don't they have an ATM on 9th Street?
Well, they could steal it.
Right there, Gallery Place. You know,
it's scary.
Local joke.
But I don't know what we do. Everybody makes a big deal. There's a lot of crap going on right now that I just think, to what end? That's what I would say to everybody. To what end? Big battle on whether we have an investigation or not. To what end? Yeah, a couple of Congress people knew that some of the insurgents were coming on January 6th. To what end? What, are you going to shoot them? Put them in jail? No, I don't think so. And they all say, what are they afraid of? No, it's just the game. It's the game.
And the game is getting worse because we as a people now have a much shorter attention span. So they could go crazy with exposing everybody who knew what when, and no one's going to care because they're going to forget about it tomorrow.
That Congressman, Bitchy Bitcherson, who's who's doing her Holocaust wearing a mask thing.
Yeah,
there is her district.
The worst.
They're gonna have a parade for her.
I know.
In that bigot district, they love that crap. They love it. They hate everybody. They're excited. You hear? Well, they're thinking Republicans might primary this lady. No, you think? Why can't we just accept some reality? All right, and maybe just move on. And figure out a way to prevent people from getting these things and put all of our. But if there are people that are slaving away trying to find out if COVID came from a lab, I want to say to what end? What do we go? China, you're in big trouble now.
Yeah.
And China's going to go, ha, 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 F you.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the way.
We're a global economy. Where sanctions are just going to hurt us.
Yeah, China's going to say.
There's just a lot of stuff that goes on. Where,
wait until we debut 22.
Yeah. You know, knowing about it and knowing about it. I mean, it's just a weird world. So I
you want your appliances? Forget about it.
Yeah.
You want your hat? That's a nice hat.
A great hat. Yeah.
All my golf hats.
It is scary, though. It is scary.
It's scary if it was being designed for weaponized purposes. But if it was, what are we going to do? This isn't Iran.
Don't you
this
wish?
This is not Iraq. This is China.
Don't you wish, though, we lived in a world where a spider bite from a lab spider become like I don't want to believe that Peter
Parker. Are you making it into a Peter Parker situation?
I don't want to believe that somebody can stumble into a lab or stumble out of a lab with a pandemic virus in them and then create a global plague. As much as I don't want to believe that Peter Parker can stumble into a class field trip, get bit by a spider and become Spider-Man, but it's happening.
Radioactive blood.
Oh, Mike, is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. That's right.
Thank you for that contribution.
We shouldn't. If you're working with this type of biochemical or biology and disease, there should be three layers of concrete between you and the world.
But that was the thing, is that when we've gone through
you've
this.
You've been to China, Oscar. You've been there.
Yeah. They've got a lot of concrete, and everyone wears masks.
We've been going through this for 16 months or however long it's been a long time. And one of the things that we've known or we've been told is that this happened because it passed from an animal, from the animal kingdom to a human, and then human to human to human. And you know what? That sucks, but at least it seemed biologically sound. That seems to have been the origin story.
But it also allows, when you talk about the wet markets, I mean, was there anything more perfect with that scenario for the bigots again, for the anti-Asian community that's looking at that and loves to say, well, look at that. Look what they're eating. You know, that kind of stuff. We're stupid. Nobody thinks. Nobody has critical thinking. So who knows? But once again, I get to what end?
Sure.
We find out it came from a lab. What do we do? And can we really prove it? And will they ever admit it? No, 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 no. So all I'm saying is focus on what really matters.
Yeah.
And that is creating these vaccines, having science. If they can build it in a lab, assume they can. You work hard to battle it. I don't see it like going, you know, we're really sorry. We're going to put in some different measures. That will never happen. Not with this country. It will never happen with China. I just don't see it ever happening. That's kind of the way I think about this stuff now. As far as if you're going to do something, if you're going to have an investigation, if you're going to have, you're going to out somebody about some terrible behavior, well, what's the point of doing it if there aren't going to be any improvements or consequences or anything? And I don't know. I don't see that when you go five steps down the road, either if it was an accident or it was weaponized, if they were doing it on purpose to create something horrible. I just don't know if we could ever prove it irrefutably.
I have one other question. It's a thought I had when I've been going through this is, do you think, is it just the conspiracy guy in me? Did the government always suspect that it had been lab created all along and they kept it from us to make a situation not seem even more crazy bad?
No.
No, I don't think
so. They wanted a scapegoat.
That's a good point. Yeah, they wanted thought about
they
that.
Wanted
I think so. So it's scary. Do a good kindness and try. And sorry for all the heaviness, but it's been a heavy day.
Yes.
And remember, if you want to try that, I'd love you to tell me that you did. I'd love to hear stuff like that. Doesn't have to be on the show. We're too busy bitching on this show, okay? People suck. That's the stuff we like on the show. But maybe it would be a nice little counterbalance.
Yeah. Know?
Here's what I did. Or look at me. We'll be right back. Hey humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl, literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot. Thank you, Winslow. We appreciate that. Hey, everybody, did you know 1 in 3 Americans suffer from nausea and all of them hate it? If you can relate, you got to check out Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one. Are you? Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel nauseous all the time? Because you're wearing that product every day.
I like to show it off to people.
Rob's wearing it. I was thinking about the Relief Band anti-nausea wristband. I was thinking in terms of one of the things that happened to me maybe in my 40s. I get tremendous motion sickness when I'm out on the open water in a large vessel. And I want to take my son out deep sea fishing, and I'm ready for that Relief Band. I've used it before when I had a little motion sickness, the morning after when the floor was a little crooked.
Sure.
I will tell you that it's a fantastic device.
And you know what else? Critically,
yes.
I was thinking about this. I don't know if you've been blessed enough to have a child in your life that doesn't do well in the back seat of a car. I had Jabril. Jabril did not do good on car trips. Well, now that the world is opening up again and people are traveling on the roads,
would you have to pull over with him? Is that because he would?
Or he sit in the front?
No, we always fitted him with a bag. And they said, "Now, Jabril, I said, Jabril, if you feel bad, let me know." But here's the thing: I wish I had Relief Band back then.
Yeah.
Put Jabril in and be okay. If you got all this traveling to do, yes,
it's the number one FDA cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's 100% drug free. It's non-drowsy. Rob's wearing it right now. You can see what it looks like.
Very cool.
Side effects. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach. It's so cool. Relief Band is the only over-the-counter wearable device that has been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. And if you know someone who suffers from nausea, it makes a great gift. As the world opens back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off, plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to reliefband.com. That's reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off, plus free shipping. Now it's time for the homepage, and it will not be laden with everything that we have.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right. Last week we were talking about Matthew Perry, and we were talking about his slurred speech. It was very noticeable when he was doing a promo for the Friends reunion.
Yes.
It was the reunion promo that he was doing.
Mike, I actually still have the tape. If you want to hear.
Okay, let's give it a listen. That's a good idea.
All
right. Very good.
We don't see Matthew each other. Perry. All six of us a lot. I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow because she one point looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
Not altered. That's the actual tape.
Mm.
They say it's due to emergency dental work.
Sure.
That's what a source told the not always reliable British tabloids. Here's the quote. Matthew turned up to the reunion and members... That's British right there. Matthew turned up to the reunion and members of his team say that he had emergency tooth procedures that day, or a tooth procedure that was said to impact his well-being and also how he was feeling.
Matthew Perry's team, Mike?
He had been in pain from what we understand, which caused the slurred speech.
Okay.
The source adds, quote, Matthew has told those around him that he is sober and there is no need to worry.
Yeah.
Do you think that the show where you had your battles of addiction publicly on and off the set,
yeah,
and for all those years, as you come back to reunion, that wouldn't be anxiety inducing that you're like, maybe.
Yeah, but he didn't sound anxious. He sounded the exact opposite of anxious.
Yeah, because maybe he took some Valium or something.
Dude, he said he was sober.
Of all the guys, right? Of all the guys to be slurred, that was the one guy that probably couldn't be slurred. But, it's going to be over.
If I was a producer, I'd speed him up. Fix it and post.
Tomorrow night, Oscar.
Never. Yes.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
it goes to show you just can't tell.
That's right.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul received a package that contained a suspicious white powder, and he immediately blamed 80s light rock superstar Richard Marx.
What?
As you may recall, Senator Paul got beaten up by a neighbor back in 2017 over what was basically a landscaping dispute. Marks, who's definitely not a conservative, tweeted that he'd love to take the assailant out for drinks. Then last week, the senator said he wasn't getting the COVID vaccine. And Marks tweeted, quote, "I'll say it again. If I ever meet Rand Paul's neighbor, I'm going to hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume." That's a little shtick from Richard Marks. So after he got his package, the senator said, quote, "As a repeated target of violence, it is reprehensible that Twitter." Are you playing Richard? Oh, God. Yeah. Here's Richard Marks.
Just when I believe.
Okay. Love this.
Off, very please. Pretty
I
voice.
Remember when Glenn Hollis used to send this out.
The Rand Paul said, as a repeated target of violence, it's reprehensible that Twitter allows you really threw me with Richard Marks starting out so softly.
Of notes
it's
and
reprehensible
dedications.
That Twitter allows C-list celebrities to encourage violence against me and my family. So it looks like Rand Paul squarely put it on Richard Marks. And he goes on, just this weekend, Richard Marks called for violence against me. And now we receive this powder-filled letter.
Yeah.
Marks responded with a tweet about how Rand Paul didn't quarantine last year when he knew he was exposed to COVID. So I think it's a pretty decent leap from talking about Rand Paul saying, "I'd like to hug the guy that got in the fight with the Senator Rand Paul." It's weird. They caught him out in the hallway at the Senate. So Rand Paul had this to say. He was asked about this and the violence. This is what he had to say.
Is there a problem here? Can I help you, sir?
You bet you have a problem. Your employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked. And he threatens me with violence.
Sorry, Rand. Thank you. Thank you very much. Long, kind of a rough setup on Mike's part. On
that we got that.
No, I think it was good. I liked it.
It was, that was me calling Rob today. Get me that scene. There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'd like to send this Richard Marks song out to Matthew Perry.
That's a loud sound. Does this mean my neighbors won't be waking me up with explosions in the middle of the night all summer? According to a new report, there could be a fireworks shortage. Ooh. Oh, my God. No. For the 4th of July, and they might be a little more expensive this year. Now, see, that's right away where I smell
big fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, big fireworks going, oh, they're scarce. You got to pay more for them. Some places that sell them haven't been able to get as many fireworks because of the pandemic. One store in Minnesota said their stock is down about 30%, and they're still waiting on shipments from China.
Of course.
So that's one reason. But also, all the major fireworks shows got canceled last summer, and people bought more of them for backyard celebrations. So there's not much overstock from last year left. Several vendors said to expect prices to be 20% higher than usual. Isn't that special? Yeah, I know.
I got to get out to the fireworks store and buy me one of them COVID pinwheels.
Oh, pinwheels. Pinwheels are funny, aren't they? Absolutely. Hard to admit you're bad at something unless you're forced to verify it over and over again. 1 in 4 Americans admit they're bad at parallel parking, according to a new survey. How do you guys consider yourself at parallel parking? I think I'm below average, to be perfectly honest.
I'd say I'm exactly average.
Above average. We live in the city.
City guy, yeah. City
you
guy.
Have to.
You got it now. Yeah. You know exactly what you're
most
doing.
Most cars park, like the newer cars, if you're lucky, I don't have it, but they park themselves.
I'm not even very good at perpendicular parking.
Pony, have you ever parallel parked?
Absolutely.
When was the last time?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Like a year ago? I don't do it often. I don't have to, but I can do it.
You should do it for pleasure.
No.
1 in 10 say they're very bad at it. I'm not very bad at it, but I'm sort of bad at it. 15% said somewhat bad. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And around 2/3 of us think we're good at parallel parking. Everyone else wasn't sure. Why take a survey? Men were much more likely to think that they were good.
Yeah.
Shocker with that one. There you go.
I can do it. I think the problem is I go too fast because I normally get it up to about 60 miles an hour when I'm doing it.
Just use mirrors. That's all you have to do.
Mirrors.
I use it like the Fast and the Furious.
Like the drift in your spots.
Fast and the
drift.
Drifting. A Philadelphia, now a little something something. A Philadelphia restaurateur celebrated his birthday by having chefs assemble a cheesesteak that measures 510 feet long.
That's a long cheesesteak there.
Renny Cobitri, owner of the Rim Cafe, recruited a team of chefs to build a sandwich that measured more than two blocks long Monday night. Here's the quote. I said, this year, I want to make it big. Make a big... I don't know why I'm making him Chicago, but it's a funnier dialect.
That's okay. It's fine.
Make a big party for everyone. So why not bring everyone together? You know, have a couple thousand people. Gino Vento, owner of Gino's and a friend of Cobitri, said several different varieties of cheesesteak were included. You got your ravioli cheesesteak, you got your marinara cheesesteak, and a Spanish cheesesteak.
Mm.
Oh, for Oscar's people.
Like it. Sure.
There you go. Fantastic. So they're making it. It's really big, and it's going
inclusive.
To the Rim Cafe. It's great.
What's the name of the restaurant?
The Rim Cafe is accepting applications for anyone who wants a rim job. I don't know if that's...
I saw it coming, but it was still funny.
I know. It's a mile away.
Just remember to wash your hands afterwards. Employees are required to wash their hands.
Let's take a break.
Strictly part-time.
So dirty. We'll take a break and come back with something. I don't know.
Hey, restaurant.
Hello, this is Dick Queasy, and I'm glad to talk to you all again. I know that you heard a lot about restaurant folk moaning about how the pandemic's been bad for business, but I'm here to tell you, not here. Matt and I have been hoarding seafood since St. Patrick's Day 2020 and keeping it in my freezer. Actually, it's more of a fridge, but who cares? I got over 13 months of nearly good as fresh fish, lobster, clams, scallops, and some things I think might be calamari. Come out to Queasy's. It all tastes good thanks to my special ingredient, blue cheese crumbles. Mmm. And here's a kitchen secret. My blue cheese started out as cheddar. No mask, no problem. Come as you are. And don't worry. There's not a thermometer in sight. Why would I take your temperature when I don't even take my seafood's temperature? By golly, I'll see you soon at Dick Queasy's or at the ER.
The
I love when he says good. That. I like the way he says good.
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 That's good. That's pretty good. That's delicious. What do you mean you're charging me 20% more for those fireworks?
Hey,
how
Dick?
Am I supposed to have a patty, for God's sake?
Are you a good parallel parker?
Best I know. You know the part of the world I live in. I haven't paralleled back in my lifetime.
Ever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Chime. I have to tell you this. Your bank account should work with you, not against you. Chime. Remember that name. It's an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earn your money. You deserve to keep it, right?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Chime has free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Chime lets you get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. And for security, you can turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. The website is a snap. I loved it. Apply now and chime.com/TMOS at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/TM.
Do it!
Thank you.
Let me record that separately.
Yes. Yes, we'll definitely do that.
Oh, my God. Hey, I want to remind you, something's coming up here this Friday, everybody. It's going to be spectacular. Yeah, everybody.
All right.
Spintacular time. WAVA. All hit.
WAVA.
You better believe it, everybody. Start that motorcycle and get ready for the Memorial Day Spintacular. I'm talking about Rob, Oscar, and Mike O'Mara all spinning the hits for you to start your Memorial Day. And here's the best part. You're not going to get it for free. That's right, everybody.
It's on the bonus show. If you want to hear our Memorial Day spintacular, you got to pony up the bucks for a bonus subscription. You know what I'm talking about. This Friday, the Memorial Day spintacular.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be playing the hits.
You played my favorite radio jingle. I think that might be of all time my favorite. That top might hour with the copter. That's so great.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm giving everybody a preview of what's happening. Yeah, everybody, all hits. All hit. All hit. That's it. WAVA. Hey, everybody, you want to have a good time? Well, Friday, if you're heading out to Dewey, Rehoboth, Ocean City, Jersey Shore, or you're going to the mountains to smoke weed with your hippie parents, it's going to be a fantastic Friday get-together. I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy doing it for you. That's right, we just play little clips of songs, and, well, it's part of the bonus show subscription package. If you would like to get the bonus show, get it before this Friday, and you'll be able to hear all the fun right here from the three of us.
Nice!
All right, so anywho, that's so it. And then we'll all try it. What's fun is that we all do that, and we just have an absolute one. It is truly, of all the things we do, it is one of the fastest hours you will ever hear. It's special.
I handpicked some new music for you. Did you get it? Is it good? Do you like it? Do you want more?
I haven't looked at it yet, but I know you sent me a passel today, so yeah. I haven't had a chance to
shoot me a note if you need
it,
something extra, but I think you should. And you're good on jingles.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Speaking of Memorial Day, did you get the tell from our boy here when he was kind of talking to us about the schedule and everything like that? I got the impression that something's afoot with him because he's always got an angle. There's one thing about
There's
Oscar.
There's always an angle.
There is always
an
angle,
Mike,
with Oscar.
After 11 years, you continue beating that drum, and it's always what I say it is.
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm saying I don't know.
You're also beating your drum?
Yeah. Thank you.
Just like a good learned behavior.
Bing bong, bing bang.
It's a Bolivian
About
drum.
2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, Oscar comes in and says he was kind of dissed by his brother.
This Monday.
Didn't you call it a passive Monday?
I think you called it a passive aggressive.
It was an invite. Non-invite.
Yeah.
6 weeks ago, Oscar got invited.
It was Christmas Eve.
So this past Monday, Jose invites you up to his place up on the vineyard.
Yeah. Hyannis.
Hyannis. Right, not quite the vineyard. And Oscar was making noise about.
I would say that's a step up from the vineyard, isn't it?
Yes, probably. I don't know.
The venue is much nicer.
Well, I mean, the Kennedys were in Hyannis.
Yeah, right around the block.
Of course.
So
Hi there,
then
Jose.
We're talking about the holiday weekend. What did he say? I missed that. What? I'm trying to set the thing up, Rob. That's what I'm trying to do. And you're running dialogue. What? What did you say? What? I missed it.
I said, hi there, Jose. Good to see you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Era. I miss that sometimes if I don't stop the entire show.
Understood.
What's going on with you?
So my brother, I was FaceTiming. I had to visit my mom. So I usually call the family to get credit for seeing my mom. That's blind. It's just everybody except for my dad this time. So I call the family, say, look, I'm with mom. Hey, look, I'm with mom. And then my brother says, you should come up to Hyannis. I guess they have a week, including a Memorial Day weekend at the beach. Mm-hmm. And I took it as like, cool, short notice much, like it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I didn't think a single thought about it, Mike, because I was going to say, no, I can't do that. Got too much going on. Then Monday before the show, we recorded at 3 p.m. During the day, he said, have you thought about coming up? Lauren asked me to ask you again. Lauren is his wife.
And she also produces Saturday Night Live.
Have you thought about coming up to CS Oscar?
So he did follow through on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he said there's probably flights. So
I don't know.
Because driving 8 hours for a 3-day weekend is nonsense. Have you done that before, Mike?
It's insane. Early on in my career, I bagged Thanksgiving weekend going up to New England from D.C. because it was just... It was badass. I hated it so much.
Lose
Memorial Day weekend.
2 days driving.
This is going to be, look, I think we'll get the stories next week But I think you're probably going to hear about a lot of pretty crazy stuff. People are out of their minds.
They're right punching now. People. I saw by the news way, last night.
And look, and I'll give people credit. A lot of these states, adults are vaccinated. Things have changed a little bit. Life is changing.
But people are squirrely. They're squirrely.
They're absolutely bat as squirrely, Rob. They are. And people want, they want their fun. And who the hell can blame them? Mm. So last minute flights, though,
gotta be pricey.
We were thinking of two things. We were going to beat feet, and our travel is an hour and a half across the other side, and maybe just go to the beach on the other side. And then we were thinking about maybe driving down 4.5 hours and going to the Keys and
hotels.
Let me tell you about hotels. Do they not see you coming? I mean, the hotels, there's no accident. Every time people are saying, I think this would be a good weekend to get away. Well, every American does it at the exact same time. So they price gouge.
Hotels are great about reading the room. They're licking their lips. Yeah. They know.
Algorithms. They do it. They know exactly when to charge.
I know it's been since last March, but they're playing the long game. They said, we're going to get them.
Absolutely.
We're going to get them.
We're going to make up for when we lost them. Mm-hmm. That's it.
My brother texted me, here's your follow-up. What's happening?
Mm-hmm. And when did he text you?
He texted me Monday before the show. That's always top of mind.
Before the show. Okay, yes. I just was thinking it was
top of mind. Right. And I hadn't answered him at all because I was like, this is going to be too expensive.
Can't do it.
I don't care about, the discount pricing. This is Memorial Day. I think for years now, I've never done anything on Memorial Day or the 4th of July weekend or Labor Day weekend because of the pricing.
Right.
Prior to the pandemic, it just didn't make sense. And I
love it in D.C., by the way. They're not doing Rolling Thunder this year,
Are they doing it at all?
It's gone. They're not doing it.
No. I rode my bike around the monuments. There's nobody at the monuments. It's just like it's barely a trickling still. The world's still opening up.
Yep.
All right.
My brother texts me yesterday and says, he goes, have you looked at the flights? And I was like, I looked at Shannon and I said, Shannon, this is during the day. We had not talked about it at the show or in a pre-show meeting. I said, Shannon, do you want to go up to Hyannis for the weekend? I'm thinking that if they keep on asking, they're going to cover. This is late. This is late notice. They're going to pay for this, right? Because it's like $3,000 otherwise.
And he's done
that. Yeah.
Not out of character.
Yeah. So she says, I don't like going up for just a short amount of time. I'd like to stay there for a longer time. I don't like travel. And I was like, forget about it. Fine. And I said, well, I think he wants me to come up maybe just to give him a break for the baby. What if I went alone? And she says, yeah, you go alone. You go, the passive aggressive you go alone situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, at the very least, I'll call American Express because we have points and see what that costs. So at least I can say no, a respectful no for the money and what it'll look like.
You made the effort. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I call. They say they have an hour wait time because there's so many people trying to fly. I said, why do I pay for this card if you're going to wait? I can do this faster online. They call me back. I said, look, this is crazy, but what does it look like to get to Hyannis from D.C.? And how fast can I get there? And how fast can I get back?
You get a puddle jumper from D.C. into that area, right?
You
get a direct flight. You get a nonstop flight.
You have to stop at Martha's Vineyard and then fly to Hyannis. So there's one stop. Same plane.
Don't connect in Chicago?
No.
Okay.
Plane or jet?
Jet there and then prop plane to Hyannis.
Okay. All right. There you go.
So I said, okay, well, what does that cost? And she's like, running the numbers. She goes, for you and your wife, it'll be $3,430.
Oh. F that. Oh. For what? For a 2.5
leave
hour flight. Tops,
on
right?
Friday evening after the show, all that stuff, after everything that we're going to do, and come back on Monday evening. And my brother calls me around 9:30. He goes, how are the flights? And I said, hey, I had a budget. I called American Express. They said it's $3,400, whatever. And I said, I love you guys, but it's late notice.
Right.
We're good.
Right. Like,
no, you can fly into Boston. Fly into Boston. I said, still, it's going to be like $1,000-something. It's not, I don't feel right about it. He goes, no, we were going to pay. We'll pay. We just want you guys to come up. And I said, well, if that's the case, while I'm in the car, look it up.
And?
And I'm leaving on Friday at
with or without your wife?
With my wife. I included her in the trip.
Yeah.
That's great.
Happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll be back.
By the way, at the beginning of the show, I told you.
Yeah, you called it.
You saw a little happiness in me, a little joy.
Yeah, well, it's good for you. God, you need that.
It's going to be.
And by the way, you're doing it better than if you were slogging down somewhere in 5.5 hours, 7.5 hours of traffic.
Well, I felt better.
And fly right down to where he is from Boston?
I know. I'm going
to
hit Boston, and then they're going to pick us up, and they're going to drive us down in their Volvo.
Oh, that's even better than you just have a fun drive with the whole family.
How long of a ride is that?
Happy for you.
Boston to the
venue. An hour and a half, if it's that. To Hyannis, it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Now, I will be wearing a mask.
Okay.
I will, the toaster, Santos, as we know him, the pod dog will be at Mami Nia's house because she's still shut in.
Oh, that's good. That's a good break.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get a chance to have sex with my wife this weekend. Who knows?
Now you know he's happy.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you have planned? Rob? Anything special?
We have a supper club get together on Sunday night. Oh. We're going to tear it up. The Firebox got a great patio built. I mean, amazing, with like a big overhang and a built in, almost like a full kitchen outside. And they're ready to show it off. And I'm also going to go and yell.
Frau Fierbach.
Frau Fierbach, what a lovely, lovely, what a lovely fireplace you have here.
And if the pool is open, I may give the ladies a treat.
Oh.
Shirt on, though.
And not in the water, though. Cannonball! I'm going to go yell at the optometrist because my glasses still suck. I can't wear
them. Merle and I are just sitting here waiting for people to tell us no. Maybe having a barbecue on Sunday. It's true. No friends.
None friends? Yesterday, you mentioned...
Got my buddy Oli, got my buddy Mark, got their families, got that. Carly called one of her friends. They're out of town.
There's a new couple that you mentioned this week. I can't think of their name, but you mentioned a new couple.
The Fearbox.
No, it's not.
I don't
They're decidedly antisocial.
They're antisocial, but they have an amazing collection of china. We have to take a break. We're running late. Shocker. When we come back, I will tax your brain with a little advice for... I'm always thinking about my health.
Yeah.
And there's something I want to try.
Ooh.
I really do want to try because I'm an idiot. We'll come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, everybody. It involves breathing. Isn't that exciting?
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. K-Tel Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Site.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. May is Military Appreciation Month, and Cornerstone First Financial would like to observe it by offering huge discounts to the 25 million veterans in the USA. Mortgage rates have dropped again to the lowest levels of the year, and right now you can get a fixed rate in the low twos. Whether it's a refinance or a purchase, the time to act is now. Call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Rates in the twos will not be here forever, and in most cases, loans are closing in just 2 weeks. 2 weeks!
Two?
Two.
With a VA loan, you can purchase a home, no money down, take cash up to 90% of the value of your home, or get a streamlined refinance with minimal costs. Cornerstone First is a direct lender and will guarantee to meet or beat any offer. Call now and mention this spot, and Cornerstone will cover all appraisal costs for veterans loans that originate in the month of May.
Gotta do it now.
Professionals at Cornerstone First are standing by. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let me just, speaking since you guys have your social calendar is full.
Yes,
this week,
yes.
Let me look. Look.
Yeah, take a peek.
Yeah, absolutely.
Text.
You've penciled something in.
He said that Mike said this is the most scheduled he's ever been.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Not this. Not right now, but this week.
Yes.
Everyone's scheduling him.
Okay.
I have a 4:15.
Yeah.
Didn't need to do that.
Oh, hey, all right. Ollie's coming.
There you go.
Oh,
let's see.
Woo. Oh, that's my buddy.
You are right. Loved. Yeah. You do right. have friends. You well, are in that chair.
You went that's on and thing. On about how you weren't loved, and now you've got friends.
Yes.
Right. Friends.
You are in that chair.
You are in that circle of friends.
All right. Should I call Mark Miller on the speaker right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Put him on the spot. On the golf course.
100%.
Yeah.
Let me do that.
He's been a guest on our show before. Yes. He did a cocktail party.
Miller and Company.
I want to call him in the middle of it. Oh, he's done playing golf. He might be loaded. Let me see
I can't
what's
wait.
Happening here.
He Hold might on, be.
A second. All right.
Oh, well, a Wednesday afternoon.
Right. Oh, he's
got notified by a spam. Don't do that to me when I'm trying to make a phone call. Asses.
Oh, yeah. When you get the spam risk call, I don't like that.
Possible. We should take up a sport together. What about squash?
Here we go.
I like it fried.
All right. Type of squash I was talking about. All
right. Zucchini?
Oh, this place called Squash on Fire, I think it's called, in D.C. No,
that sounds delicious.
I play in a little box. Tony, you into squash?
Just the vegetable.
Mm.
We could play cards.
Milzy, I'm on the air right now. How are you? You're on the air right
now. That's what I was afraid of. At least you didn't go all... Shannon Sharp on me and tell me after we were done.
I know. Shannon Sharp calling Julio Jones, right? Is that who he called?
Yes.
See? I'm up on the sports stories. I'm doing
You're
pretty
hip.
Well.
Smart guy.
All right. So my buddy Ollie is coming over Sunday, and you guys are the others that are coming. Carla's friends had to bag out on her, and we really want you to come, and I'm just trying to arrange my schedule. You know, I'm a very important guy, you know, so I just wanted to... call you and put you on the spot because I have social anxiety and this is the only way I know how to do it.
Interesting.
I really will buy your mother a birthday cake since her birthday's coming up and she's leaving town. I really will do that.
Right. It's not so much that it's more about Memorial Day weekend, maybe a little family time with just the four of us. That's really what the whole thing
pertains
to. It's not a slight on you. Your wife or your friends.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Tell him it's a really good cake.
Ask them. I mean, not on the rest.
Wait, he can't hear you guys. I have to relay that.
So,
Oscar, you first. Go
say,
ahead.
So you're saying there's a chance. Say that.
So you're saying there's a chance, Mark? Is that what Oscar said? You're saying there's a chance you're coming?
There is a chance.
Okay. All right.
Ask what Rob, mom's favorite kind of cake is.
Rob wants to know what mom's favorite kind of cake is.
Great question. I'm a terrible son. I don't know if I know the answer to that.
I have a follow up.
Yeah, I would blow
Oscar,
off the family
Oscar
time.
Has a follow up.
Yeah,
I don't have the facility to like put you through.
Do you have an innie or outie
what
belly button?
What kind of program are you guys running?
I just did this at the last minute. This is the very part of the show. It's top of mind because we had such
a
good
time
with you guys.
Does he
have
an innie or
outie? What?
Does belly button.
I don't. I'm not going to ask.
Just ask him.
Come on. He wants to tell us.
Come on.
Oscar wants to know if you have an innie or an outie.
Any.
See,
here we go.
No problem.
Right. That's nice.
All right, very good. All right.
Me too.
So it's still 50-50.
Blue lint at the moment, too, from the shirt.
Oh, from the golf shirt?
There's a t-shirt on, blue lint in the belly
button. How did you shoot today? Did you play well?
I didn't play.
I thought you were supposed to play today.
I was, but you bailed out, and that kind of hurt my feelings.
Are your feelings still hurt?
No, actually, I had some air conditioning issues. I had to have service control, so that caused me to...
All right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Tell Miller the next time you the next time you flake out on him, maybe if he offers you a cake.
Okay. I'm not repeating that. Rob said something not funny as far as that. Milzy, have a wonderful afternoon, and I still haven't gotten my answer as far as.
Then maybe.
You got a maybe.
It's still a maybe?
It's right where it is. It's right at the same spot.
Oh. All right.
I like him.
Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I mean, I think I answered all the questions. I apologize for not giving you the answer that you wanted.
All right.
But it is not just my, not just my answer.
It's your wife and your mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Does his wife and his mother hate
you? Wait. I can't do this. I can't relate questions.
Okay.
I'll just say. All right. Well, I guess that's it. I feel like John Malkovich playing in Rounders right now. I feel so unsatisfied like that. You know, Mark, you know I don't have a lot of friends, right? You know that, right?
Me either. I understand.
You don't think I'm being too clingy, do you? Thanks, Mark. Mark, I have never known you in your whole goddamn life to be at a loss for words. Ever in my entire life. That's a yes. That is a yes.
Trying, instead of being having been asking, you know, having conflict with you, of taking a pause and answering that question that would defuse it, and apparently it didn't.
Okay.
All right, I don't think clingy is the right word for you.
What would the word be?
I don't think that really applies.
Yes.
But let me tell you, have you ever in your, you know, we're both happily married people. In another life, did you ever date someone and you went on a couple of dates and maybe things went a little farther than you really anticipated that early on, and then that person never left the house?
Yeah.
You're like, wow, how did we get from this to I have a roommate?
Yeah.
It's kind of that kind of a jump.
Can I ask you one question since I've got you on the air and I would never ask this in person?
Sure.
What's the buzz about, cause I'm leaving Cocoonville Country Club. That's what I call it on the air. Nobody's like giving me a hard time over there, are they, about leaving?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good, good. I wanted to check that.
No one cares, right. He's saying.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
That's what he's saying.
Including Millsy.
And he doesn't know the favorite flavor of his mom's cake.
All right, well,
cake.
Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you in your evening, and I'll let you go on with your evening. Thank you so much.
I have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. It's been a real slice of heaven. Bye, Mark. He just hung up.
Wow. The tone he had when he said thank you for calling was very sincere.
I think the word is needy, Mike. Needy.
Clingy and needy are similar, I think.
Needy is.
Yeah, and he said he wasn't clingy.
Overtly needy.
I just don't have any friends.
Oli's coming over.
You guys are having these great weekends, and I'm, my buddy Oli's coming.
Oli's a 10.
And also, Miller was giving you grief for years that you don't invite him over. You invite him over, he says no?
Well, they came over a week ago.
And it went well, right?
Two weeks ago,
did it?
Oh, it went well. Oh.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it. Anyway, let's see. Oh, I don't have any more time. I'm sorry.
You're like Jack Bauer.
I'll have to talk about my hyperbaric oxygen therapy tomorrow.
Can't wait.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm really disappointed.
You should be hurt. That was a rough call for anybody. Especially a celebrity like yourself.
Well, he gets his ass kissed down here. Let's be honest. He does. You know, who needs him? Anyway, that's it.
So many emotions in that segment.
It's me, you know? I mean, I just want once in a while you want to fill the house up with people. Once in a while it's important.
And you can, finally, yes.
Yes, that's what we're talking about here, you know? And then it's a hangover Monday. My life. Here it is. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and drive safely. We'll be right back.
Hello, fans, coming to you live. It's the O'Mara Wrestling Federation in our main event match. The Bolivian Butcher squares off against his most dominant opponent to date. In the steel cage, it's Oscar Santana versus the English Language.
I might have clarified this in the past, but you said manila envelope. I thought they were vanilla envelopes.
You are so stupid.
Seriously, you thought it was vanilla envelopes?
Because I'm like vanilla cups.
English may be his second language, but he's going to need first aid after that beatdown.
And with my brother and myself.
You don't need to say myself.
What the hell are you
because you went
say?
From an object to a subject.
Santana sure took a beating here tonight, but don't miss his commentary and opinions every Friday on TMOS. It's No Holds Barred on Oscar's Take. Tune in next week and see the brawl for it all. The one-man mob, Rob Spiewak, takes on diabetes in a winner-takes-foot match. Don't miss it, brother.
Diabetes doesn't stand a chance.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Summer's almost here. You can tell because it's getting warmer. Am I right?
Right.
So why not surprise one of your young innovators, like this guy, with a super cool STEAM project to celebrate the end of the school year? Hold on just a second. I got turned around. I put my arm around you, and I shouldn't have done that. STEAM. Science, technology, engineering, and math. You like that kind of stuff. Let me finish here. You like KiwiCo. Remember when we did the astronomy thing?
Yeah, I love it.
I loved it. That's awesome. That's real. Right there. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine, everything is shipped right to your door, and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. I love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy and physics. It's an awesome way for him to strengthen his brain in a fun way.
at home. He loves it. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you, KiwiCo. We are joined now, who you wanted to come in and say hi, by my son, Michael William. Michael, you wanted to come in and say hi for just a second?
Yes.
All right. What do we owe this visit to? What do you need?
I just wanted to come in.
You just wanted to come in and say hi?
How was school
today?
Well,
Rob's about to do the digital dumpster. Do you want... Rob, is the digital dumpster appropriate for children?
Today, yeah, we can absolutely do it.
You want a panel with us?
Yeah, but how was school today? I want to know.
How was school? How'd you do today?
Great.
Oh, I like great. Huh?
Did you give any wedgies out?
You know what a wedgie is?
Yeah.
What is... Oh, yeah,
your underwear.
You pull your underwear up between your butt cheeks. Yeah, that's it. Okay. I'm going to press this button.
Yeah, open it up, please.
Hold on just a second.
And I always come home with a wedgie.
Here we go. And there it is. Okay, let's see who's in it right now. Open it up.
Open it up. Spin the wheel, Mike.
Hello, darling.
Nice Conway Twitty.
It's the late Conway Twitty.
That's very nice. Very nice. Let me get my arm. Like, come in on the other side of me. I can work the buttons if I do that, all right?
All right.
Yeah, you come over on this side, Michael. Right over here.
He's going to pass you the cable for the headphones.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just a mess today.
Actually, I've got a question for Michael. He's gone to a birthday party fairly recently, right? Are they blowing out candles at birthday parties?
Oh, it's a great question.
Do they blow out candles at birthday parties? Yeah. We have a tangle right here. Just go.
Okay.
Ahead.
Well, you see, a guy in Richmond has. It seems awkward. What with the spraying of the droplets and the super spreader event. Mm-hmm. A guy in Richmond named Mark Appelt has invented the Blowsy.
Ooh.
This is a device. It looks like he's vaping almost. But it's explained in this commercial, but now you can blow out your candles risk-free.
Birthdays may feel a little different these days. And let's be honest, blowing germs all over the cake was always a little gross. But wishes are coming back. In a simple, safe, and fun way. Blow into the open end of the Blowsy to activate the battery-powered fan, which blows clean air to extinguish the candles, while redirecting your breath away from the cake. Blowsy. Blow out the candles, not the germs.
So it's a fan that's activated by blowing in a tube.
No.
The Blowsy.
That's too much.
Oh, you got something to say about that?
This is a weird machine.
It is.
Bingo.
A weird machine.
Bingo.
Very good comment.
Bingo.
Very
so,
good comment.
Musically speaking, go ahead. I'm sorry, Michael. What?
I mean, I never knew that. You were blowing germs all over the cake.
Yeah. You're blowing out the candles. Go ahead, Rob.
I like the musical mashup, and they've modernized Jeopardy. They keep changing the host, so there's all these changes going on.
Yes.
Why not modernize the music? So they got the theme here, but what if we were to inject something exciting into it, like the classic hip hop band, the Quad City DJs?
Ooh.
It might make the show more fun.
That. You think that's funny? Yeah, that's fun.
Meanwhile, Johnny Gilbert is wearing an alarm clock on a huge chain. Very exciting.
This is Jeopardy.
All right, stop that. Musically
speaking.
You know
what Jeopardy is?
Yes.
Rob, go ahead.
Okay, musically speaking.
I just got my cute, adorable son here. I know you're going to steamroll through this digital dumpster.
This is a sound engineer that worked with Guns N' Roses on their first album, and he described what it was like to watch Slash play the solos. He said he was so into the music.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever noticed it. He concentrates so hard when he's doing his solos that his lower lip protrudes and his drool, his saliva pools his lower lip. And then it'll eventually spill over into long strings of saliva all the way down to the ground. And that happened in the studio countless times.
That wasn't concentration.
That was disgusting.
He doesn't realize that.
That wasn't concentration.
You know,
that
was concentration.
That was drugs. Don't do drugs, Michael.
All I know is I went and, you can find isolated tracks for everything on YouTube. I found the isolated guitar solo from Welcome to the Jungle.
Is that Slash drooling?
That's Mike. That's actually what they used to call NBC animation recreation.
That's very exciting.
This is what it sounds like.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Very exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So people that buy lottery tickets that aren't bright enough to know when they're winners, I think they deserve to lose. If they can't follow the rules that are pretty clearly listed on the scratcher. But this is a store owner in Massachusetts. A lady, a regular customer, bought a ticket, scratched it, said, I don't think this is a winner, and asked them to throw it away. Okay.
Oh, and hold on. Just for education purposes, doesn't matter whether you know how to play it. The code is on the back, and you can scan it, and they can tell you whether you want or not.
Exactly.
You don't even have to play the game.
Exactly.
The
but this lady scratched, thought she lost, gave it to the clerk. So he was double-checking behind her, and...
I mean, I had a $1 million in my hand, and on the other hand, I wanted to do something good. And one evening, I was going through the tickets from the trash and outside, and I found out that she didn't scratch the number. And I scratched the number, and it was $1 million underneath the ticket. As soon as she came in, I hand her a $1 million ticket, and she freaked out and cried like a baby.
Now, that's good customer
that's
service.
That's amazing.
Did she give him any? Did she cut him off a piece?
This story is brand new, so we don't know if she's going to cut him any money, but we shall see. But
yeah,
I think that's pretty amazing.
Break off like $200K right away.
Oh, at
away.
Least
at
a quarter.
Least
yeah,
minimum.
Absolutely.
Now, Mike, I want you to know something. We're going to close with this, okay? Oh, Michael got something to say?
No. Let's move
all
on.
Right,
come
let's
on
move
now.
On
we're
finish
finishing
it.
The show. Don't point. Don't squirm. This is what I need. No. Do remember what we said about listening?
Yeah.
Stop tapping me on the shoulder now.
Don't,
Rob's got a ball in my
story
now. We're going to pay
don't
attention.
Don't tap the microphone because we've got to talk about this.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Now, next Wednesday on this show, we're going to be eating cicadas. And not only that, but we're going to be having a cooking segment live via Zoom. We're going to see the man cook the bugs. Okay? But.
Here?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah. He's going to be. He is going to be via Zoom from Leesburg, Virginia, cooking for us. And then we're going to have
the
cicadas.
Cucina? The casino?
Yeah. And so we're going to have cicadas in studio for Oscar and I to eat.
We're going to eat them.
We're going to eat them.
Don't just look at them, eat them.
By ever, Mike, these are savory cicadas because, you know, they got the tacos.
Yeah.
But in Baltimore, they got a candy shop that's dipping them in chocolate.
It's really a lot like a chocolate-covered potato chip. It's really crunchy because we air-fry them. So we clean them first, then we air-fry them, and then we dip them in chocolate, and you can sprinkle whatever spice you want on top.
And I know what spice I'm going to use. Old
Which
Bay.
One? Old Bay. There you go. That's
dumpster.
It. Absolutely. You want to end the show now? We've had a great afternoon, haven't we, Michael? What a great show it was. No. What do you want to play? What do you want to play? Loser? No. All right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Half
play
of it.
Play it. I know you want to press it. Go ahead, press it. No, not anything you want. Just press that. Thank you. Okay. Are you
Obey.
Happy now that you pressed it?
Very Obey.
Good. Okay.
Obey.
Don't press anything else. Do not press anything else. We've had a wonderful show. I'm going to take your headphones. I'm coming right out. And say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye, duty.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to nip this in the bud. Doing exactly the show. Now, get away from the TV. You don't get the TV back yet.
Oh, he's just visiting his TV, Mike.
He's checking it out.
Yeah,
it's still okay.
Still there.
In.
Well, anyway, have a great time, everybody. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Maris Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMarisShow.com.
Michael Maris, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive. And kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?